You are listening to KHPT 977 The Bolt and Coach's Corner here on The Bolt, brought to you by 716 Maine. Donovan Mann here, KHPT's sports director and the host of the show. This is a soccer week, meaning we will talk with both head coach Rob Mooney from the Humboldt High School girls team and the boys head coach Joe Hader. As we do with most co-ed weeks, we will be talking first with the girls coach, so let's jump right into that Coach Mooney interview.
All right, Coach. Well, you know, big win Thursday evening against Fort Dodge, snapping that 7-game losing streak that the team was on. But before we talk about that game, I actually want to go back to Tuesday's game first against East Sac County. Despite that one being a loss, I think there was a lot of positive evidence of growth in that team. So what did you see perhaps in that game as a coach that you could have used or that you can use to both boost your team's morale and team's mentality up?
Well, you know, I think as the season goes on, you just want to keep getting better. You know, I think we did a nice job of recognizing some of the things that we didn't do well the first time and then trying to correct them. You know, the first time we played them, they got loose for a few goals in the middle. So we spent a lot of time, you know, really since that game, working on supporting each other defensively and putting ourselves in better positions to stop shots. And, you know, that really showed in that game. It was a pretty big turnaround, and then to take them to overtime was kind of nice. You don't like how that ends, but at the same time, you know, you got to get yourself in that position before you can go ahead and win it. So I think we did a better job of that. Still struggle to score a little bit sometimes, but at the same time, I think we're doing a better job lately of keeping teams off of shots and being in a better position physically to make any shot that they take tough.
And one player from that game who I think benefited from a very great performance was Maria Elizondo in goal. She was coming off of that game against Iowa Falls Alden where she really seemed to have struggled, but then she played fantastically against East Sac County, including that block on the penalty kick in the 21st minute. So how does a game like that help bolster her confidence?
Yeah, you know, Iowa Falls, the game, like you said, right before was a tough game, and they really got into the goal box a lot and created a lot of contact. And, you know, so that was a tough game for her. And I thought she rebounded really well and tried to play a little bit more aggressively and to be on her toes a little bit more and on the line of the ball a little bit better, but mostly just being more active, trying to play the ball off of their last touch and coming out and challenging shooters. And again, that part of that is our defense has to continue to do a better job of making their shots be tough so that the shots that she's defending are not so tough. But no, she really did play a great game that game. And I thought she played a nice game against Fort Dodge, too. They had a couple of chances that she shut down pretty well and effectively. So we like our goalies to be active and aggressive. And she's really kind of starting to get that figured out. And, you know, she's got the aggressive part, and she just needs to keep staying engaged and actively communicating with her teammates and things like that. But she's doing a good job and really learning on the fly this season. So, you know, I can't give her enough credit for that.
And then, of course, the win against Fort Dodge, 2-0. What does that feel like to finally get that win after 7 straight losses?
Oh, yeah, we were stuck on 3 forever. so it was just nice to get off that dumb number. No, you know, we gone into this season, you know, with the idea that we just have to keep getting better all the time, you know, and I think that's been happening. I think I'm seeing kids really start to get some stuff figured out. So it's nice to see that come up in the win column. You know, I think most of those games in that stretch have been really competitive, and it's just that we came out on the wrong side of them. It's just good to get that win and then get back to moving forward again. And, you know, and in order to do that, we have to keep getting more consistent. As we grow and as these kids get older, you know, I think what we're hoping to see is just, you know, things that happen on the field are more sustainable and consistent from game to game. I think we have glimpses of it, but we don't always do it every time. And so whether it be defending solidly or creating good passing opportunities or good scoring opportunities, those are things that we trying to get better at every day and every game. And I think it's starting to come around for a lot of them, but it's a learning process.
Certainly is, and a couple of good measuring sticks coming up in this next week. 2 games against opponents that we've already seen this season, and, you know, they got the wins in the first time around, but what's that mentality going to be like coming into this second matchup with those 2 teams?
Yeah, you know, they were both competitive games with, you know, kind of some mistakes on our part that you're kind of eager to go out and try to correct, you know, and we need to do a better job of getting at them and creating some scoring opportunities, but, and maybe even more importantly, just possessing the ball a little bit better. You know, I think sometimes we forget that we can just possess the ball and that can slowly turn into good offense rather than one pass and try to take a shot and, you know, kind of speed up the process, where sometimes it's a little bit better if we can bring the ball back out and switch the field and try to find a really good shot versus any shot. But I like the opportunity to play these teams twice and see if we can stack up against ourselves and play better the next time around. So, and I think the kids like that too. So, you know, we're kind of excited about that opportunity as well.
And then the postseason brackets, they are out. We know that we'll be hosting Belmont Clemmy in that opening round, which is really more like a plan to get into the main bracket. What does having that first round matchup against a team that you've already beaten once this season do for the thought process going into it?
Oh, we're just excited to play, you know, get going in these games and see how far you can get. You know, you never know. And soccer is certainly one of those games where you can upset teams by being good defensively. And, you know, we're starting to get those pieces put together where, you know, I think we're becoming a better defensive team. And so we've got a good goalie back there, and we've got the ability to put some points up on occasion. So by the time you get to that tournament, you just want to play and see where it ends up. And as far as playing Belmont in the first round, we know darn well that we're not so good that we can overlook anybody, even if we beat them before. So we'll have to come out and we'll have to play the way that we're supposed to, and then hopefully, you know, get a win and move on to the next game. So, you know, it's fun when it gets to that point. You know, I think the kids are excited to play in the tournament, and we'll see where it goes from there.
We're all looking forward to seeing what will happen this postseason. Thank you so much for your time, Coach. Anything else before I let you go?
Nope, just thanks a lot. Appreciate people coming out to the games. It's fun, and weather's getting nice, so it's a perfect time to come watch.
Thank you so much to Coach Mooney for taking that time out of his day to talk with us here and provide his insight for Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. And now we will jump ahead over to the Joe Hader interview, talk about his team's performance, and of course, postseason is coming up here soon, so let's give that interview a listen, shall we?
All right, Coach. Well, as we jump into this here and as the regular season has wound down, you know, a lot of winning happening here, and so what has got this team clicking right now?
I think that's it. It's a team. We talked a lot about how as the season goes on, you know, it has to be fun. I mean, I think to keep progressing, you obviously have to have the skill level and you got to have everything that it takes to win. But then the teams that are enjoying it are the ones who want to keep playing. And I think that really is a big difference that we're seeing here. This team enjoys playing soccer. They really are having a good time out there on the field. I hope you can see that on the field, how much they like it. And I think that that's what's doing it. And the senior leadership of the team, the upperclassmen, are doing a great job. They come to practice. They focus on what we're doing. They buy into pretty much everything. And it's been a great group to work with. Like this year, the in-season weightlifting is a new thing, and no problems with that. We've had good numbers there, and that's been great. So, and this is just a group that's been well coached from a young age. So the kind of bringing them up young has worked out well for them. So it's all of those factors are there, and you know, that's it. I just inherit them and they do a great job.
Well, they certainly are a pleasure to watch when we get out there and when I've gotten to see them. A lot of great games from them, including, you know, go back a week or two ago to that Nevada win. You know, we talked about it last time kind of as a pre, you know, what are we looking at? Well, now that we've played the game, what does getting that win over what was then a top five opponent do for the confidence of this unit?
Exactly. It does a lot for the confidence of the team, because I don't know that we've beaten a team like that before. So it's kind of puts a mark down that yeah, we can compete at what's considered the highest level in the state. And, you know, as we go into the playoffs, that's going to be in the back of our minds, that on any given day, if the cards fall right, I mean, we got two penalty kicks in that game that we were able to convert, and that was the difference. So, you know, you always want to beat a team by scoring a goal from the run of play, but we'll take it when we get the free kicks, because, you know, sports like hockey and soccer, the fouls mount up for the team that's not winning. So that was great for us, and you know, it shows that this group can compete. So I think it means a lot to them and to the program.
And then after that Iowa Falls game earlier this week, you mentioned some tired legs, and you know, when we look back at our schedule here over the course from Monday through Friday, four games in 5 days. That's a lot of soccer to be playing. So how do you as a coach kind of, you know, prepare the guys and work the guys through that both physically and mentally?
Well, we didn't practice Wednesday. We took that day off, which is kind of rare for us. And then, you know, we tried to rotate people through. We sort of added a position at the beginning of the game last night where we could bring in JV players, and, you know, that worked out. Also, maybe the dual sport worked kind of to our favor there, because we should have fresh legs for the Friday game, our last game of the season. So that's the way we've been doing it. I mean, obviously, we looked at it and it was like, wow, the Iowa Falls game was only Monday. It seems like it was a couple of weeks ago. It's been a long week.
Certainly has been a long week, but a nice break coming up here before that first postseason game. And of course, the postseason brackets are out. We are the number 2 seed. Also, recent rankings have Humboldt ranked 14th in the state overall. So what kind of mentality will you guys be carrying into this opening round against Perry?
They're going to be a good team. They play in the Des Moines area, so, you know, some of their losses are probably CIML teams. They know how to play. It's going to be tough. I mean, we're in a tough bracket, and like I said, the ball can bounce any way on a given night. I think, you know, I expect all of our bracket games, as many as we can get, to be settled by one or two goals. But for us, that's probably a net positive. Looking at now, you know, we feel like we can go play a team like Perry and be on the even, you know, even setting, what do you call it, even with them. And I don't think our guys are worried about it. But, you know, we also, I'm not looking at the ratings, and we tell the guys, you know, don't look at the ratings. Don't believe the hype. I mean, we don't know what kind of competition we played compared to the competition they played. And, you know, we saw that against Fort Dodge when, you know, they came in 1-10 and we were 12-2, and it was a close game, and we expected it to be a close game because they play tougher competition. It's like when we, you know, same thing with Mason City.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Anything else before I let you go?
Thanks, you know, for all the coverage. You know, it's been a fun season, and it's great to see, like, I think it really sets a tone when we're having the game day on KHBT. That's been a nice addition to the atmosphere at the field. So, you know, we appreciate the coverage.
Well, it's always my pleasure to be there and get to enjoy some good soccer. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thank you.
Once again, thank you so much to Coach Hader for taking the time to talk with us here and provide his insight for Coach's Corner. That will do it for Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. I am Donovan Mann, and for all of us here at KHBT 977 The Bolt, have a great rest of your day, and go Wildcats!